So we'll say we continue today in Siman Nun Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch explains again, we left off with the Ramah. So remember, the Shulchan Aruch is detailing the halachos concerning coming late to shul and going ahead and how I catch up in order to be able to achieve tefillah b'tzibur. So the Ramah says, Haga umikol makom yomar. So even though we discussed what one could potentially skip when going ahead and looking to catch up with the tzibur for Kriyat Shema and for Tefillah, but one should make sure to try to recite all of the Birchos HaShachar, all of the morning brachos. So what does this refer to? Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mikol makom yomar, rotzi lomar shemechuyev adam achar haTefillah. So what this means is, if a person did not have the ability to say these brachos before davening, then one should go ahead and recite these brachos immediately after davening. Remember again, the Mishnah Berurah is quoting over here this idea that for some of the Birchos HaShachar, if I do not go ahead and say it in the morning, or I do not say it first thing, it's quite possible that I've been yotze already some of those brachos just over the course of davening. So for example, if a person didn't say Birchas HaTorah, so it's possible that a person was already yotze with Ava Rabba. A person didn't say Alokai Neshama, it's possible that a person is yotze with Mechaya Hameizim. So although it sounds simple that if you don't say it at the beginning of davening, say it again at the end of davening, again, that's not necessarily as easy as it immediately looks. He goes on, Mikol makom tov yosel lechatchil latzei salib d'chuli alma ta'ainu shem hischil kvar lehispalo v'shachach mikodem birchas alakai neshama yechavin beferush bebirchas v'neman ato she'in rotzei lifter b'zeh birchas alakai neshama v'az l'chuli alma yivarchena achar tefila d'nehi d'brachos in tzvichos kavana latzeis mikol makom heicha d'mechavin beferush shalo latzeis shaper dami ein o primagadim. So the Mishnah Berurah suggests that if, let's say, one did not recite Birchas HaTorah prior to davening in the morning, then when, let's say, for example, going ahead and saying the bracha of Mechaya HaMeisim, a person should have explicit kavana that he does not want to be yotzei with that particular bracha. Because if one has that explicit kavana, then at the end of the day, one will not be yotzei with that particular bracha. Because even though when it comes to brachos, eino tzrichos kavana, they don't necessarily need explicit intent, but everyone agrees that if you have negative intent, meaning that I have intent not to be yotzei, that's certainly under those circumstances, so I will not be yotzei the bracha. V'ayim be'halacha shakasam v'imshachach berchas tar v'hischol berchas kriyashma yichavin beferish beberchas avarabba lifter berchas atar v'yira lil motekef lachar tvila v'yetze ba'zeh ali b'tikuli amma. If a person forgot, as we spoke about earlier, berchas atar, and a person began berchas kriyashma, one could have explicit kavana to be yotzei the bracha of Birchas HaTorah with Ava Rabba, and that's what one should do in Biyotze. He says, Kol HaBrachos Mishnah Berurah Yud, V'ayim B'Sefer Ma'amar Mordechai, V'Kein Kasav, I'm sorry, B'Sefer Na'ar Shalom, Dizman Kol HaBrachos Hu Kol HaYom B'Diavet. Because remember, even though these are called Birchos HaShachar, they're the morning brachos, technically speaking, one could recite them the entire day. V'Kein Kasav B'Sefer Ma'aseh Rav La'agrozal, V'Hosef Sham Od Yoser, Da'afilu Balayla Atshas HaShena, Huchi Yuvan Im Shachach La'omran Kodem. And the truth is, again, he quotes the Gro, who says that even at night, until one goes to sleep, if one forgot, let's say, to recite Birchas HaTorah the whole day, or any of the Birchas HaShachar, one could technically say them all the way until one goes to sleep. It's interesting enough, however, if one falls asleep, and then, let's say, one wakes up a little bit afterwards, one could no longer say the bracha of HaMa'avir Sheina Me'enai Usnuma Me'afapai, because obviously he's fallen asleep. So ideally one should try to recite the brachos within the allotted time for tefillah, which is the first 4 hours of the day. But technically speaking, one could recite the brachos all the way until chatzos midday. Because many of the achronim write that one has not lost the brachos even after 4 hours. So, really, lechatchila, one should try to recite the morning brachos up until 4 hours into the day. If one cannot go ahead and do it 4 hours into the day, then one could do it until chatzos. And technically, even after chatzos, there are opinions to rely on for the recitation of these brachos. Let's begin today now, Simin Nun Gimel. Omar Shliach Tzibor Yishtabach Mu'umad. The Shliach Tzibor recites Yishtabach while standing up. Writes the Mishnah Berurah, Shliach Tzibor Aleph, Kedei Sheyismoch Lo HaKadosh Miyad, Velo Yitzarech Lahafsik Peinein Ba'amida Lifnei HaTeva. This is in order that the Kaddish occurs immediately, and this way he does not have to wait between sitting for Yishtabach and getting up for the Kaddish immediately following Yishtabach. So, however, this is a problem because we learned earlier that even if one is davening alone, one should still stand up for Yishtabach. The distinction is between minog and din. Meaning, the minog is that we stand up for Yishtabach all the time, whether you're davening with a minion, whether you're davening for yourself during the week, Shabbos, Yom Tov. However, again, for a shliach tzibor to stand for Yishtabach, that's a din, that's a halacha. Kol ha-tesvav shachem shebi Yishtabach min shiru shvacha ad me'ata yizahir melot shol ha-hafsik b'nehem. Similarly, again, in the phrases in Yishtabach, Shir Shvacha, Halav, Zimra, Ozum, Emshala, Netzach, Gidula, all of those phrases, one should go ahead and say them without hefsik, without interrupting. Va'mafsik ansho godol. And if one Chas Shalom goes ahead and interrupts, so again, the Mishnah Berurah says, ansho godol, his punishment is great, because essentially one is interrupting in the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval intark shiyev neshima achas, but it doesn't have to be in one breath. Let's look at Halacha Beis. Ein lomar Yishtabach, ele imkein amar Baruch Sha'amar Uktas Psugi de Zimra. One should not say Yishtabach, which is the concluding bracha of Psugi de Zimra, unless, of course, one first said Baruch Sha'amar and some Psugi de Zimra. Meaning, so you can't say the concluding bracha unless, of course, you have first said the opening bracha. Unless you have first said the opening bracha and a little bit of psuki de zimra, writes the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Beis in Lomar bein shliach tzibor bein adam acher. This is true whether the person is a shliach tzibor or someone else. Ela imkein the yishtabach ibracha achrona sheniskena lomar laachar psuki de zimra. Because yishtabach again is the concluding bracha that was instituted to be recited after psuki de zimra. Umascheles below bracha below baruch, and it begins without baruch ki smucha lebirchas baruch shamar. Because it's smucha, it's considered to be juxtaposed to the bracha baruch shamar, meaning even though they're not immediately after each other, because they're bookend blessings. Therefore again, they can go ahead and therefore they're considered to be juxtaposed brachos. Alkein, in lomar osa below baruch shamar velo kitoin shekishem baderech oshar shastchach maskulim yishtabach shemivarkan adeizeh bracha levatala. So the idea is that the bracha of yishtabach is a bookend to the bracha begun by baruch shamar, and therefore if you don't say baruch shamar and some psuki dizimra, you can't say yishtabach. Amar baruch shamar halacha dalid and mishnah berurah sivkat and dalid av alkein avel. O Yartzei, Chis Achru Lova Lebeis Haknesses Ad Karav Lebarchu, Umuchrachem La'amod Al Koponim Lomar Yishtabach Lefnei Ateva, Ki Asr Lahafsik Ben Yishtabach Lekadish, Yiru Al Koponim Lomar Mitchil La'atzman Baruch Shamar Va'ashrei, Vechein Echazin B'Shabish Is Achru Lova Ad Karav Lebarchu, Yiru Al Koponim Lomar Mitchil La'atzman Baruch Shamar Va'ashrei, Uvenishmas, Knis Kalab Seminun Beis Mishnah Berurah Siv Ka'an Hei. So the idea, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that if, let's say, if somebody's davening either let's say it's a Yartzei and he's davening for the Amid, or it's the Chazan on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and he's coming a little bit late. So remember, again, he has to be able to say Yishtabach. Why? Because there's no interruption between Yishtabach and Kaddish. The problem, of course, becomes that he has to be able to recite Yishtabach. And in order to be able to recite Yishtabach at the end of the day, one must go ahead one must go ahead and be able to have said Baruch Sha'amar and Psuki de Zimra. So even if the Chaz is running a little bit late, he has to make sure to be able to get in Baruch Sha'amar, a little bit of Psuki de Zimra, and then he has the halachic right to be able to recite Yishtabach. We'll see, we will stop over here. Meretz Hashem on Sunday, tomorrow, we'll pick up on in Siman Nun Gimel, Sif Gimel. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.